天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人何晨星。我们每个人都想认识上帝，但我们对上帝到底认识多少呢？我们只知道上帝是慈爱的，是公义的，是有怜悯的。今天麦克牧师跟我们分享这个系列《上帝如是说》，让我们一起来学习神的属性和神的主权，让我们更全面地来认识上帝。请大家安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are always delighted to bring you a new series of messages.
很高兴今天能够开始一个新的系列信息。
And today we're going to bring you a new series entitled God Talk.
这个新的系列就叫做上帝如是说。
Or we can call it What Does God Think About Himself?
或者神如何看待他自己。
Throughout history, there were all kinds of people who presumed to speak for God.
纵观历史，很多人都认为他们是在为神说话。
Some even claimed to be God.
甚至有人干脆宣称自己是神。
But let me ask you this.
可是我要问你。
How do you truly get to know someone?
你怎样才能真正认识一个人呢？
By listening to what that person says about himself or herself.
当然要听这个人是怎样介绍他自己的
，right？
对不对呢
？People know you by what you say about yourself.
别人认识你是基于你如何看待自己。
And this rule applies particularly to God.
同样的，想要认识神也不例外。
It is not what I say about God. It is not what you say about God.
不是听你如何谈论上帝，也不是听我怎么介绍他。
All we need to know about God is what God says about himself.
而是由神亲自来介绍他自己。
And that is why I'm doing this series of messages entitled, What Does God Say About Himself?
这就是为什么我们要讲神如何介绍他自己这个系列的原因。
God tells us lots of things about himself.
神告诉我们许多有关他自己的事情。
We call these the attributes of God.
我们称之为神的属性。
Let me give you an example.
比如说
We talk about God's wisdom, God's truthfulness, God's mercy, God's grace, God's love, God's wrath, His goodness, His faithfulness, and on and on and on.
我们常提到神的智慧、真实、怜悯、恩典、慈爱、愤怒、信实、良善等等的一切的属性。
These are some of God's attributes.
这些都是神属性的一部分。
But there's one thing that God says about himself that controls all of his attributes.
然而上帝告诉我们，有一种属性决定了其他一切的属性。
And that is his sovereignty.
那就是神的主权。
His sovereignty controls all of his other attributes.
他的主权决定了神的所有其他的属性。
His absolute authority and rule over his creation is the axle around which all of his other attributes revolve.
神其他的属性都围绕着神绝对主权这个属性。神掌管着世上一切的受造之物。
Some of you may be asking, why is his sovereign control the key to all of his other attributes?
也许你会问，为什么神的主权是神其他属性的中心呢？
And that's a good question.
问得很好。
Most people agree that God is love, right?
大多数人都认为神就是爱，对不对呢？
Even unbelievers believe that God is love.
就连那些不信主的人也是这么想的。
Well, if he is not absolutely sovereign,
但如果神没有无上的主权，
then some circumstance could occur that would be outside of his control that could thwart his love.
如果有什么事情超越了神的主权，那么神的爱就可能被阻挠。
If he were not absolutely sovereign, then his love would be conditional.
如果神没有无上的主权，他的爱就会变成有条件的。
But the scripture from beginning to end tells us that his love is unconditional.
然而整本圣经都告诉我们神的爱是无条件的爱。
The same thing is true with God's justice.
同样有关神的公义也是如此。
If he did not have sovereign control over all things,
如果神没有主权掌管一切，
his justice could be easily frustrated by Satan and wicked people.
神的公义就会轻而易举地被撒旦或不法之人所糟蹋。
And total injustice would rule supreme.
最终导致邪恶的势力占了上风。
And what a terrible disaster that would be.
其后果将不堪设想。
That is why we need to understand the sovereignty of God.
所以我们有必要来认识神的主权。
A thorough understanding of the sovereignty of God will give meaning to all of the other attributes of God.
只有彻底领悟到神的主权，才能够明白神其他的属性。
And that is why I'm beginning this series of messages with the sovereignty of God.
因此，我以神的主权为题，来展开这个新系列的讲座。
There is one verse that I have committed to memory early in my life, and I hope that you will memorize it also.
在我很小的时候，曾经背诵了一节经文，盼望你也能够记住它。
It is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11.
是在以弗所书第一章十一节。
It says, God accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his will.
圣经说神随己意行作万事。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
It means that God's knowledge and power extend even to the smallest things in the universe.
那就是说，神的知识和能力要遍及宇宙的每一个角落。
It means that when you brushed your hair this morning,
当你早上梳头时，
God said, hair number 2,555,000, come on out.
神说第255,000根头发要掉下来。
And that single hair got caught in your brush.
就是这一根头发会漏在你的梳子上。
It means that God's power and authority is above, beyond, beneath, and all around.
神的能力和主权是超越诸天，无处不在的。
In all of this confusion that surrounds us, God's plan stands supreme.
虽然我们身边的世界混乱含糊，但神的计划超越一切，坚定不移。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his own will.
因为神随着他自己的意思行作万事。
But someone may be saying, you mean to say that we don't have free will?
也许有人问，难道我们人没有自由意志了吗？
Of course we have free will.
当然我们有。
But our free will has no power to thwart God's sovereignty.
可是人的自由意志却不能妨碍神的主权。
Those who choose to reject God's offer of forgiveness and eternal life through Jesus Christ,
那些不接受神借着耶稣基督所赐饶恕之恩和永生盼望的人，
They bring upon themselves a dark eternity.
他们是自取灭亡。
Those who choose to live without God suffer the consequences.
那些不要神管理他们生命的人就会自食其果。
God respects our choices and this is part of his plan.
神允许我们有选择的机会，这是他计划中的一部分。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his own will.
因为神随着他自己的意思行作万事。
There is one thing you must know about the creator of the universe.
关于这位创造宇宙的主宰，有一点你必须要清楚。
He is the sovereign ruler and king of his creation.
那就是他是所有受造物的统管者和君王。
Let me tell you about two false conclusions that many people reach about the sovereignty of God.
人们常常对神的主权有两种错觉。
On the one hand, some people deny the reality of God's supreme rule over all things.
一方面，有些人否认神有超越一切的主权。
On the other hand, other people deny the perfect goodness of God in his governing authority.
另外一些人则否认神主权的完美性。
They say either God is not in perfect control or his will is not perfectly good.
他们或许认为神管不了那么多，或许认为神不是尽善尽美的。
Of course, these are two easy conclusions to come to when you see evil and suffering in the world.
如果你只定睛在今生的苦难和邪恶的话，自然会得出这两种结论。
But they are both false conclusions.
可是这两个结论都错了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his will.
因为神随着他自己的意思行作万事。
My listening friends, I want you to ask yourselves two questions.
亲爱的朋友，请你扪心自问下面这两个问题。
Question number one.
第一个问题是
Is it okay to be baffled when you see God does things that you do not understand?
当我们不明白神为什么要做某些事的时候，我们会感到困惑吗？
Yes, because as human beings, we do not know the reason for everything that God does.
是的，人有局限性，我们不可能理解神做每件事的理由。
God is not accountable to us.
神不需要向我们交代。
And we have no right to demand that God explain everything to us.
我们也无权要求神把一切都解释给我们听。
Listen to what he said to us in Isaiah 55, 8 and 9.
请听神在以赛亚书55章8到9节里所说的话。
My thoughts are not your thoughts.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts than yours.
天怎样高过地，照样我的意念高过你们的意念。
Listen to what Moses said in Deuteronomy 29:29.
摩西在申命记29章29节说，
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which he revealed belongs to us, that we may obey his law.
隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神的，唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
There are several things that the sovereign God revealed to us and wanted us to know about himself.
掌权的神只对我们显明了他自己的一部分。
But he has not revealed everything.
但神没有让我们知道他的全部。
The second question is this.
第二个问题是，
Does the sovereignty of God mean that we cannot know God intimately.
神的威严和全能会不会使我们不能和他保持亲密的关系呢？
The answer is absolutely not.
绝非如此。
And that's what Christianity is all about.
这就是基督教的独特之处。
God fully revealed himself in Jesus Christ.
神通过耶稣基督充分彰显了他的神性。
God has given us all the information that we need to have in order to make rational decisions.
神也给予我们足够的资料，使我们可以凭理性做出抉择。
What does God want us to know about Him?
神要我们知道些什么呢？
God wants us to know that He loves to save professing sinners.
神要我们知道他乐意拯救罪人。
God wants us to know that He spent many centuries preparing the world for the coming of His Son.
神要我们知道他用了很长的时间预备他儿子的降生。
God wants us to know that exactly according to His schedule, His Son came into the world.
神要我们知道按照他所定的时间神的儿子准时降生在世上。
God wants us to know that those who have received the gift of salvation should share it with others.
神要我们知道我们不仅要接受救恩还要把这恩典与他人分享。
God wants us to know that by dying on the cross, His Son satisfied His justice by paying the penalty of our sin.
神要我们知道借着耶稣在十字架上的流血赎罪满足了神对公义的要求。
God wants us to know that His Son was resurrected from the dead on the third day to assure us of our own resurrection.
神要我们知道神的儿子死后三天复活，从而保证了我们也要与他一同复活。
God wants us to know that His Son is now exalted on the throne of the universe.
神要我们知道神的儿子现今被高举，超过万有。
And that from His throne, His Son invites sinners to come to Him.
因此，神的儿子邀请所有的罪人都来到他的宝座前。
And when they come to Him, He lovingly leads them throughout their lives.
凡愿意信靠他的人，他慈爱的双手要牵引他们走过人生的每一步。
And finally, He brings them home to Himself in heaven.
而且至终，主耶稣要带领他们回天家。
But what does the sovereign God want His children to know?
可是万有之主要他的儿女明白些什么呢？
What does the sovereign God want those who have responded and accepted His invitation to know?
神要向已经相信他、接受他为生命救主的人显明哪些心意呢？
He wants them to know that because He is sovereign and in control,
他要我们知道因为他掌管一切。
All things work together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose.
万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
God wants them to know that He wants all His children to be conformed to the image of His Son.
神要我们明白，神喜悦他的儿女都效法主耶稣基督。
God wants them to know that we should live this life without fear of the future because God controls it.
神要我们晓得我们不必为前途感到惧怕因为他掌管明天。
God wants His children to know that they should live this life without anxiety and worry because He controls their circumstances.
神要他的儿女知道我们应该活得无忧无虑因为他掌管环境。
God wants His children to know that they should live this life trusting in His provision.
神要他的儿女知道，我们应该相信天父的供应，好好的活着。
That they should live this life accepting His word as the truth.
我们应当相信神的话就是真理。
Believing His promises and obeying His commands.
我们应当信靠他的应许。并顺服他的命令。
That they should be diligent and hard working for His kingdom.
并且要殷勤地为主做工。
God wants His children to know that His everlasting arms are underneath.
神要我们知道他永远的膀臂要托住他的儿女。
God wants His children to know that He is our security.
神要我们明白他是我们的保障。
And that He, the creator of the world, never gets tired or grows weary.
创造天地的主必不困倦，也不疲乏。
That he, the sovereign Lord, is in control of your job, your home, your children, and every breath.
全能的主掌管你的工作、家庭、儿女和你的生命。
The sovereign God wants his children to know that no matter how impossible the dream,
全能的神要他的儿女知道，无论梦想是多么不可能实现。
No matter how difficult the task,
无论问题是多么艰巨。
No matter how fierce the opposition,
无论反对势力是多么强大。
No matter how ferocious the enemy,
无论仇敌是多么凶狠。
No matter how bleak things may look,
无论前景是多么暗淡。
No matter how hopeless it seems,
无论希望是多么渺茫。
Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength,
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They will soar on wings like eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They will run and not grow weary.
他们奔跑却不困倦。
They will walk and not be faint.
行走却不疲乏。
The sovereignty of God tells his children that his grace is sufficient.
全能的神告诉他的儿女，他的恩典足够。
Regardless of what happens.
不论何时何地。
The sovereignty of God tells his children who are daily walking with him and trusting in him that a mighty fortress is our God.
全能的神告诉他的儿女，只要我们肯与神同行并倚靠他，他就要做我们的坚固的保障。
Finally, the sovereignty of God should tell his children that if God is for us, who can be against us?
最后一点，全能的神告诉他的儿女说，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Will tribulation?
难道是患难吗？
Distress?
是困苦吗？
Or persecution?
是逼迫吗？
Will famine?
是饥饿吗？
Or peril?
是危险吗？
Or war?
是刀剑吗？
No,
都不是。
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
For I am sure that neither death nor life nor height nor depth will be able to separate us from the love of God.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是高处的是低处的，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
Nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
世上没有一样东西可以叫我们与神的爱隔绝，因为这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
And this is all you need to know about God's sovereignty.
这就是我们需要知道的，有关神主权的全部内容。
My listening friend, please listen carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，我要对你说
：If you have never accepted His gracious invitation through His Son Jesus Christ,
如果你还没有接受神子耶稣基督恩慈的呼唤
，If you have never received His gift of eternal life with Him, you can do that today.
如果你还没有得到他所赐的永生，盼望你今天就可以得到。
Just ask Him into your life today.
只要你现在邀请主进到你的生命里头，
And he will begin to offer you his blessings.
他就会赐给你丰满的福分。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
非常感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。我们的上帝，他是掌管世上一切的受造之物，他的能力主权是超越诸天，无处不在的。我们人都是有局限性的，我们有时候不可能完全理解神的作为，我们常常有时候感到困惑，但我们相信耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，天怎样高过地， 照样，我的意念高过你们的意念。在神的主权之下，神还有其他的属性，神的智慧、真实、怜悯、恩典、慈爱、公义、信实、良善等等。我们相信，凡信靠他的人，主必牵引我们走过我们人生的每一个脚步。感谢神，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来。请电邮给我们，导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友点 net。请来电注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。